Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, going right into your phone calls. That's the point of the show. Take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Let's talk to Kurt in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, in an earlier show, I'm a podcast listener. So in an earlier show, you had read an email which asked if one could be sell himself into slavery, and you agreed that they could. And I want to call up to disagree with that.
It's a funny position for a libertarian, a person who believes in liberty, to take.
But I don't know if slavery is the right term as much as indentured servitude, I think, is a little bit more accurate. Because slavery suggests that you didn't have a choice in the matter, while indentured servitude does.
Well, you cannot contract to have no choice in the future, because choice is something that is inseparable from you. Your life, your liberty, and your happiness. You know, you cannot give your thoughts over to somebody. You can only acquiose to them.
A contract into
slavery would be invalid.
Well, as your boss, I really don't care what you think, just so long as you work.
Right, but you always have the option to walk away, and with slavery, you can't. You're giving away title to yourself.
Don't I have?
And you cannot give away ownership of your thoughts.
Well,
so
you don't have ownership.
A contract for slavery would be invalid.
Right, I don't have ownership if I can't sell it.
Right. So you could not sell yourself into slavery.
But I disagree. If I own myself, who can sell me into slavery?
Nobody.
Then nobody owns me.
You can't. Well, I mean, people can force you to work, but nobody can take title of your thoughts. And a contract for slavery, voluntary slavery, would be invalid.
I understand what you're saying.
No one's saying you.
And that's the libertarian argument against. I think that it doesn't hold water. Look, if I want to contract to work in the same way that somebody contracts to work for 4 to 6 years in the military, the military really doesn't give a damn what you think about the military, although they may court-martial you if you're too insolent. They just want you to do your job. And I don't see why in a libertarian world the government has the monopoly on this sort of privilege that they can offer this job, but nobody else in the world can offer that job. Don't you think that I should be able to contract with a business in that manner?
I don't consider that slavery. You're signing over some of your rights.
What's the difference?
You know, a slaveholder would be able to just walk up and beat you anytime they wanted. That cannot happen in the Army. In the armed services.
I think that too many people would sell that particular right. Do you?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're selling yourself as a slave, the property of somebody else, titled. I mean, my car is titled to me. Well, technically it's not, but I mean, I can go out and beat it all I want as long as I'm willing to pay for it, right? Pay for my car.
And, it's yours.
You know, I can't do every, you know. So you... I feel you cannot sell yourself into slavery. It's impossible.
Okay, well, don't do that.
The practical application is, in fact, you can. I mean, right now, somewhere in the world, someone will give you a certain amount of money for the right, for purchasing the right to be able to work you as hard as they want, beat you, do whatever it is that they want.
Recognized right?
What's that?
Who cares if it's legally recognized?
Who cares if it's legally recognized?
I'm a criminal in doing so.
Well, but wait a second. If I signed a piece of paper, why am I a criminal?
If you consented to it, then it's completely agreeable. I don't think very many people would consent to a deal.
Don't you think that
you cannot give away ownership of yourself? Because if you did,
don't you think that the freedom to make bad decisions
would be the
don't you think
the
freedom? Okay, let me make a statement. Hold on, just a second. I'll let you go on yours. And don't you think that freedom is the freedom to make bad decisions?
Yes, but
okay.
I think there are social decisions.
I would call it a very bad decision.
But I think it can't be, only because you cannot give ownership. That's what a slave is. It is your property. He would be able to sell you to another person. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a slave.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Yes, I believe that in a libertarian world, a person has the right to sell themselves into slavery.
I don't think that very many people would. I don't think that that would be too popular. I think probably indentured servitude would be far more popular, where you aren't selling yourself, but you are selling guaranteed labor for a certain period of time for a certain deal. I think that would be far more popular. How do you feel about that one?
But there should be no contract that you can't walk away from. Not necessarily without penalty, but you should be able to walk away from a contract.
The point of a contract is that you can't walk away.
Yeah, I think the point that Nick's right, that the point of a contract is you can't walk away.
You can, with obviously penalty. You would, if you were willing to pay your way out of the contract, obviously.
Well, what if the remedy for you trying to break the contract is you're beaten and returned?
Yeah, what if your life is taken from you?
I don't think you can contract away
your life.
Well, I think that... I mean,
because you can't transfer ownership. How do you transfer ownership?
I own me, now Ian owns me for a certain fee.
Obviously, obviously, you would still own yourself in that you would inevitably be the final decision maker on everything that you do.
You can decide to... but you can never give ownership. You can't have that person think for you.
Okay, no one has ever suggested that they would think for you. But if you sign away your freedom to them, you can think whatever the hell you want as long as you obey whatever it is they want you to do. If they bought you as a slave and you voluntarily sold yourself as a slave, that's the deal you're in.
Right, it's a nuance.
Can I, as my first act of owner, pull out a gun and put it to your head and pull the trigger?
Why don't you put in the contract that that's not acceptable?
But I own you. You're mine, and I can destroy you if I want.
Well, look, I'm not signing that contract. So you're right. The person voluntarily enters into that contract. So therefore, yes, I think that you can, if it comes down to it, if the worst case scenario came up and where, you know, it was my family or me, and I just had to have the money or I had to have whatever it is that you're offering, I think it would be an extraordinarily rare circumstance. But if I had to have it and my child and my wife would die otherwise, yes, I think I should be able to contract to go under the crazy ministrations of somebody like you who has the ability to shoot me. Yes,
well,
I do.
I would never do that. I know you're not. Anyway.
And this is the ludicrous extreme. I mean, nobody's going to sign this contract that you're proposing to where if you sign your name on the dotted line, the next thing you know, you've got a gun to your temple.
If I don't have the ultimate say of destruction or not, I don't own it.
Understood.
Right? If I own my house and I burn it down, as long as I don't try to make a claim on my insurance and defraud them, there should be no crime there, right?
That's
my property and my slave. I should have the same rights.
No, you're
otherwise, it's not my property.
You're arguing that if you own something, you have absolute rights in it. If in the contract where you buy it, there are stipulations saying that you can't do certain things. There are houses that have deed restrictions, and people voluntarily buy it knowing that they can't do certain things to their own house.
Similar restrictions on one's own self.
So, yes, you can buy something and still set aside saying, I can't do this and this and this when you buy it.
It'd be a contract worker.
Whatever you want to call it, man. Then we're talking about semantics.
Anyway,
thanks for the call.
Anyway,
anything else?
Yeah, also, you also talked about a guy who in a libertarian society, who's rich enough to maybe just walk around and pick people off and buy his way out of it.
Yeah, that's not very likely either because he would lose his reputation.
And I'm going to agree with you on this one because even if he decided to do it with homeless people, right, since that life belonged to that homeless person, then if once it's taken from him, somebody can come and homestead that as an unused property and then take action.
They can take what as an unused property? I missed that.
They can take what was that once that person's property that was deprived of them, in this case, that person's life, homestead that and take action against that person, even if the guy didn't want to do that as to homeless people. But also, I can aggress against you to the extent that you've aggressed against me. So if you've taken a life and now I am the heir to that person, I may not just let you buy your way out of it. I may want your life in exchange.
Yeah, that's a possibility. There could certainly be some sort of group that went around to defend those who would not necessarily have a family to come to their defense or loved ones. And
right.
It's a good point. Thank you for the call, Kurt. 800-259-9231, whether you want to call it indentured servitude or slavery or contract worker.
You can do it with the government today in the form of the military.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up, a college student has some questions about education. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Schenk with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenk with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMSEFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. Live, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can change pretty much anything on there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Again, that's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing those extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to gift the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. All right, so to the email box we go. From Timur, or Timur, T-I-M-U-R. Anyway, Ian, my name's Timur, and I'm attending Arizona State University. I'm writing a paper for my...
A friend of mine graduated from there.
How about that? I'm writing a paper for my English class...
Incredible brain jackass.
About how the problems we're having with the public school system could be fixed by privatizing it. I was wondering if you had any input or suggestions on possible objections people might have to the idea and how I would be able to explain to them why it would work or how it would work, especially people who think that lower-income families wouldn't be able to afford it.
That's the single biggest argument against privatizing schools is, what about the poor people? Now, what you have, in effect, is welfare for middle and upper-class people. Most people, the vast majority of people, are not poor that send their kids to public schools. All you have to do is go to the parking lot and take a look. You take a look at the parents' cars that are dropping the kids off or the cars themselves the kids are driving. You'll see all these new, shiny cars that are far better than the heap that I drive. And I've got to pay to send these people to school. I mean, should I have to pay to give their dog food, too? I mean, look, you had the kid. I'm sure he's great and everything. And, yes, society will benefit when he gets older. But why in the world should I be responsible for paying to educate the child? That doesn't make any sense. It's wrong. Yeah, okay. So let's talk about poor people. First, you distinguish. Okay, well, the vast majority of people that send their kids to school are not poor. So what you're talking about is a welfare issue. It's not a public school issue. And you can that way you destroy the public school argument in the beginning. You immediately eviscerate it. The fact is, these middle-class and upper-middle-class people that are sending their kids to public school right now are stealing from all of us. They're a bunch of stinking thieves. So then, you know, it's extreme.
Proxy. Yeah, you don't want to take this attitude. It's extreme, you don't want to sound like Mark when you do this.
But, that's how it is. You've got to identify theft when it
stealing
is
stealing is wrong, right?
Yeah. And that's stealing
kind
is
of,
wrong.
Right. That's kind of maybe a baseline you might want to take here.
Taking money that you don't need to educate your kids is wrong, too.
Well, one thing's for sure about the government school system is they spend way more than is necessary. In fact, just as an aside, to help answer one of his questions here, according to the Washington Post, we're often told that public schools are underfunded, but in the District of Columbia, the spending figure cited most commonly is $8,322 per child, but total spending is actually close to $25,000 per child.
Holy crap.
Which is on par with tuition at Sidwell Friends, the private school Chelsea Clinton attended in the 1990s.
Mm.
What accounts for the nearly threefold difference in these numbers? The commonly cited figure counts only part of the local operating budget. To calculate total spending, we have to add up all sources of funding for education from kindergarten through 12th grade, excluding spending on charter schools and higher education. For the current school year, the local operating budget is $831 million, including relevant expenses such as teacher retirement fund. The capital budget's $218 million. The district receives about $85.5 million in federal funding, and the D.C. Council contributes an extra $81 million. Divide all that by the 49,422 students enrolled, and you end up with about $24,600 per child. For comparison's sake, total per pupil spending at D.C. area private schools among the most upscale in the nation averages about $10,000 less. So 15 grand for the upper echelon of private schools in the D.C. area compared to 25 grand for the government schools. Who's getting the better education?
The private school is because it's more efficient. It's true everywhere. Is all you get out of public school is, you know, the middle of the road education, and your kid is taught how to lockstep, follow rules. What is most of education, even in private schools? It's a lot of sit down, shut up, mm-hmm. raise your hand. Don't get up unless you've asked. You know, it's all a bunch of rules that kids, they want them to follow. And I don't know. That's not for my kid. I can tell you that much.
So, Nick, you want to chime in here, add anything to the discussion?
Public schools do overspend. I think in the short run, we're not going to be changing the paradigm enough to really challenge public schooling, although that's where I'd like to see it taken. Mm-hmm. But what you can do in the meantime is it costs a lot less to educate your own child. So if you... Hopefully you live in a state where it's fairly easy and there's not a bunch of regulations on homeschooling. But if you want your kids out of the public schools, go with homeschooling. And if you get to the point where there's, 10-20% of kids are being educated either, somewhat privately or through a homeschool system, you're going to see people changing their minds maybe a little bit about public schooling. Because I think right now people feel that it's just you have to do it that way. Your kids won't get an education. If you have more and more people leaving the public school systems, you're going to see maybe people start to change their mind.
So clearly there's a tremendous difference between the efficiency of a government school and a private school. And then, of course, homeschooling is a whole other category. Homeschooling is so much more affordable than any outside schooling. I mean, you can homeschool, I think, your kids for like $1,000 a year or something.
Right. Of course, you do have to miss work. So that's, you have to factor that in, too. It doesn't cost a lot of money, but you're not going to make a lot of money.
I think your kids receive a far better education from from people that care about them. Unfortunately, public school teachers, as much as they do care, aren't incentivized financially to care about your kids, and nobody's ever going to care about them the way you do. I think, my personal opinion, that the best scenario is that one of the parents stays home. I know it's Dr. Laura-ish and all that other stuff, but...
So the number one objection, though, is always going to be, what about the poor people? And it seems clear to me, if you look at the actual numbers, if you look at the difference between the government school costs and the private school costs, private schools are already cheaper, in general, than government schools. But they'd be even cheaper in a true free market education environment. Because right now, the government schools are sort of lobbing off the bottom end of the marketplace, in that people... who don't make a whole lot of money every single year, they are telling themselves, well, I don't want to send my kids to private school because I've already paid X amount of dollars into the government school mm-hmm. system, so I should get my money's worth and send my kids there. Why should I pay X into the government school system and then pay on top of that to send my kids to private school? This is the rationale that I'm sure many, many parents go through. And so if the government schools weren't there, then the marketplace would fill that gap with more competition,
right.
More options, more choices for these parents to choose to send their kids to. And since the government schools wouldn't be there, the taxes that go to pay for those schools would be back in the pockets of the parents. They may have literally, in my case, if I weren't paying school taxes, I'd have an extra $2,500 a year, if not $3,000 a year, that I could put toward my kids' education. And that would go a long way. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies taking the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections. SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. SACL knows that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We're going to continue here with phone calls in a moment, but addressing an email from a college student who is, I guess, writing up a paper about marketizing education. Though he used the term public schools and privatize, and I think I think those two terms are no-nos as far as how I view these things in my perspective. I think government school is much more negative sounding than public school, because I'm not against educating the public. And you don't want to sound like you're against educating the public either. I'm all in favor of the public getting an education. It's just that I don't think the government should be providing it. I think marketplace actors, businessmen, and charities and people who care should be providing that education. And similarly, the term privatization is also weakened. It is sort of aligned with the conservatives and a lot of failed experiments in sort of semi-privatizing education. For instance, the term privatization can be applied for, to charter schools where the government's still shifting the money around, but some private company is running the government school, and they call that a charter school, and they'll call that privatization. And then when that doesn't work, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It depends on the deal that's cut. When that doesn't work, then they can use that as an example to say, well, see, privatization doesn't work. Why would you want to turn it over to these people? It's clear privatization doesn't work, when in fact it wasn't true, what I like to call marketization, actually shifting from this governmental structure to a true free market environment.
And when people think of the word, you know, when they think of public school or government school, they're thinking of a system right now when they hear that people want that privatized. I don't even know if that's the word I would use, because they're thinking about the system we have today run by a corporation or a company, and I think that's the wrong idea. I don't think a lot of people grasp that there would be market competition. There'd probably be all kinds of schools. It's not just like you'd have your school system
that
would be run for profit.
Yeah.
Because I think to a lot of people, that's, they worry about monopolies, things like that, when they hear it put that way. I would just say, you know, allow schools to compete and have, you know, privately run schools compete with each other.
I think you can use their arguments, the big government people's arguments against them, is what, you know, if we're teaching kids that the only way that you can run education is by threatening to take people's houses away from them, what are we teaching the children?
That theft is okay?
That theft is okay, that education is worthless because the private schools managed to do it, but somehow the rest of us have to threaten to take people's houses away in order to make it work.
So all of the reasons are on our side as far as going to the free marketplace as the provider of education. Schools will be cheaper because of competition. That's what competition does. Different marketplace participants compete to try to get the, you know, the students so they can get money. But in order to compete, they have to lower prices and increase quality. That's what competition's all about. Plus, things, as I said, increase quality. Education would be better because of the competition, because there would be different options out there, meaning that a lot of the conflict that comes along with the government school system would vaporize. It would go away, because you've got a situation today where different interest groups are constantly fighting, eternally fighting, to get their curriculum passed to where it's forced on everyone in the government school system, whether it be the, you know, the people that want to teach sex education versus the people that don't want any sex education, or whether it be the people that are in favor of the evolution theory versus the people that are in favor of the Jesus theory. They're constantly fighting. And in a marketplace, there is none of that anymore. In a marketplace, the people that want to teach the evolution stuff, they go and have their school where that stuff is taught. And the people that want to teach the what is it, creationism, I guess, they'd have their
intelligent
schools.
Intelligent design.
Yeah, they'd have their schools where that stuff is taught. And then parents would get to choose where to send their kids. So everything is in the favor, the Freedom Corner benefits every single interest group. Everybody that wants to educate their kids would get a better, cheaper, more just...
Overall, but yeah, it's significantly cheaper. You know, when you're talking about costs, I went to a private school, and I you know, looked at the newspaper after I graduated that private school. I didn't graduate from there. After I left that private school, I would look at the newspaper and the costs analysis, and just the numbers that the public schools gave is what they spent per student, and we just read an article where it
where
shows
they lie.
That they're lying, was double, nearly double, what it was that the tuition was at that school. At that time. Not when I went, but at that time.
So you get all the good things we were talking about here, plus one of the best parts is we then free people from theft. We free people from the stealing of the money that goes to supply these government schools. And that's a nice thing, too. So there's all kinds of reasons to shift to the free marketplace, and freedom is what it's all about. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything and talk to Ben in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Actually, yesterday I had my first chance, or today I had my first chance to use that Amazon.FreeTalkLive thing, order 3 books on it, so.
Cool.
Excellent. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You start shopping there and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Well done, sir. So what else is on your mind?
About that phone call about the college student writing the paper on public education.
Yes.
I was on Lou Rockwell's blog a few weeks ago, and he had an excerpt from one of Murray Rothbard's books. It's on Amazon right now. It's called Education Free and Compulsory. It's only about $6, and it's 60 pages. So it's not really a book. It's more like a really long-term paper, but
mm-hmm.
it goes into about how the evils of public education and how it could be better done in a free market type situation.
Now, isn't Rothbard kind of like a scholarly writer? I've never really read his stuff. It's just sort of the impression I get.
I read a lot of his stuff on the Lou Rockwell blog, and yeah, he's like one of the scholarly ANCAP writers.
Yeah, I find it hard to recommend any of that stuff to anyone, because if I myself cannot find an interest in reading it, and I'm not interested in scholarly writings, I don't think most people would similarly be interested. I think that writers like Harry Brown or Mary Ruart are far better mass market
I like Walter Block's book, Defending the Undefendable.
I have it, but I haven't read it yet. I've heard that
one. It's very good. It's not. It's somewhat scholarly, but they manage to water it down. They talk about scholarly things, but then water it down.
Do they talk about schools in there, though?
I don't know. No.
I only read the excerpt from it on Lou Rockwell, but it seems fairly straightforward. From reading it.
Very good. Well, thank you for the recommendation, Ben. Any other thoughts?
That's all.
Thanks for the call, sir. Let's continue to talk to Mike in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey,
Mike, what's on your mind?
I got a statement and a question.
Okay.
I live in a city where they have 15,000 children in school.
Okay.
It costs $17,000 per child to educate them. The teacher's salaries come to $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
The school system costs $260 million. That's $160 million above the teacher's salary.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, in the free market system, how would the immigrants' children be educated since they rely on the welfare system so much?
Well, I don't know if the immigrants rely on the welfare system. Where do you get that from?
Well, I get that from the free lunch totals on the from the Board of Education.
People are going to take what they can. A lot of people are going to take what is offered to them.
Do you think they'll be able to afford free lunch? I mean,
it's a dollar to eat. It's a dollar to eat at school, right?
Will they be able to afford the education?
I think they absolutely would be able to afford the education.
Will the immigrants be able to afford market education?
Immigrants have traditionally, even before we had wide-scale government schools in this country, those people tried the hardest to send their kids to school because they understood that not having an education of some level or another resulted in them not making that much money, and they wanted better for their kids. Yeah, they'd forego the big fancy vehicles that they're currently buying in order to send their kids to school.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 says he doesn't think they'll pay. Well, he doesn't know very many immigrants then, because they're some of the hardest working, most dedicated people. You can bring up whatever you want. SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at organproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the show and the website, then you should shop with us. Our earlier caller mentioned Amazon.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get the products that you need for life and at the same time help Free Talk Live. Because if you enter Amazon.freetalklive.com through that link, if you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a cut from your purchase. There's 41 categories you can shop in, everything from groceries to their huge selection of books, electronics, you name it, they probably sell it. Start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting the products you want, the brands you need, at the prices you're looking for. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage if you start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with some xenophobe who was talking trash against his...
I think so. I didn't get that impression that he was a xenophobe.
Immigrants. Well, whatever. He was talking trash against the immigrants, suggesting that they're all on welfare and that if we had marketplace schools, free market education, that they wouldn't pay to send their kids to school.
Well, I'll be honest, a fair number of them are. I mean, let's be honest, in many places there are a disproportionate number of illegal immigrants on welfare.
Well, but,
that's true.
Hold on just a second. There's white people I'd say 90-something percent of Americans who have children are on welfare because public schools are welfare. That's the way it is. Public schools are welfare, and you know to say that the immigrants are worse because they take more welfare. Some of them, you know, when you start looking at people in those same income brackets, immigrants pay more into the system than Americans
well,
do.
They're
in the same.
Let's stop using the semantic immigrants because it's most immigrants who come here documented. Come in with a job skill, and they're already earning competitive
sure.
with native people. So when he's referring to immigrants, he's referring to people who probably aren't documented.
Uh-huh.
So you are talking about poor people.
Mm-hmm.
But the solution there, most people, and I wasn't sure which way the caller was trying to go with it, most people object to having to pay for immigrants' kids, because in some cases they do, you know, they do end up on welfare, and that's a very strong objection and a legitimate one, I think, to illegal immigration. So the solution,
well, the objections to welfare.
Well, to welfare, yeah. And, you know, also public schools. I mean, they're already using the public schools, and people complain about that. Well, if we privatize the system, if we allow for competition, I'm pretty sure that they are going to pay for their kids. They might not be able to get them the top of the line education, but I think a combination of them working hard to get their kids an education as well as private charity is going to produce, you know, an adequate education for those children. I really do. But it also means that everybody else who's living in town doesn't have to pay for their kids, which currently they do, whether it's for welfare or for public school.
Currently,
and if one of the parents is staying home for because they are on welfare and that kind of thing, it seems to me that they could do a certain level of homeschooling at home.
Currently, right now, the people, the taxpayers in any given area, are paying either way. If you've got a family that has decided that they are sending their kids to school, well, we're all paying for the government schools. But if a family decides that it doesn't like the government school system and also doesn't want to, and these families are rare, but they must be out there, they don't like the government schools, they don't like the private schools, and at the same time, they want to homeschool, but they don't want to tell the government about it, or they don't want to jump through the governmental homeschooling hoops, because every state has some level of, maybe there is a state out there with no homeschooling regulations, but I don't know of it. If there is one, I'd love to know about it at 800-259-9231. But presuming that all 50 states have homeschooling regulations and one family decides it doesn't want to jump through those particular hoops, that it wants to homeschool in the way they want to homeschool, then if the state government people or the city government people find out about that, then the parents get arrested. The parents get, they get their freedom taken away from them. They might not arrest them right off the bat. They might fine them, and if they don't pay the fine, then they possibly could face arrest and possible jail time. In which case, then the taxpayers are paying to house the parents in a jail cell. So either way, the taxpayers lose.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have too many laws.
Yeah.
I mean, you have these circumstances where, assuming, say, an immigrant wanted to homeschool their kid, what are their options? They can put them in there, and then we say, oh, they're sucking up our money by putting their kids in the public schools, or they don't do it, and then they face arrest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though they're not documented, they're still supposed to have those children in school. So, you know, it's one of those situations where the government creates its own problems with too many laws.
I'm glad you mentioned the charity option as well, because it needs to be touched on. Because one could make the argument that even if they accepted our premise that in the free marketplace, competition would bring quality up and would bring prices down. And there's plenty of evidence for that.
Lots of evidence.
But even if they accepted that premise, one could still say, what about the ultra-poor who couldn't even afford the lowest of the low-priced education?
There's a lot of people out there that would rather spend their money on cigarettes and beer and, other drugs than their kids. It's just, they're out there.
Right. For those people, there are charities. And in this country right now, there are just an unprecedentedly huge amount of charitable giving. And that's with the level of taxation we have. I'm not even going to cite a number. It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars, I believe, because it's always changing and going upwards. But if Americans were able to keep all the money that they earned, or even 50% more of the money they earned, they'd have more money to give to charities. And inevitably, people would give to school-related charities. I know that I would if I had enough extra money to do it with. I don't have enough right now. But if I had that extra $5,000 that I pay in property taxes, I would certainly consider giving some of it to a liberty-oriented school
there
charity.
There isn't a liberty-oriented school
there out there. Here in New Hampshire, liberty-oriented charity for schools. Yeah, it's called the Liberty Scholarship Fund.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it, but there aren't very many options. At this point, currently, I'm robbed to send people to school, and mostly what the schools want as far as charity goes, it seems to me, is help us with the building the new stadium for the football players. That's what I hear. I mean, they're so rife with money that the only thing they can think of to ask me for is to put new AstroTurf down on the football field.
And also, there are certainly religious charities that would be more than happy to accept new clientele at a very, very reduced rate, if not free. The nuns, for instance, might be interested in doing that. Other religions might be interested in that.
The Catholic Church has educated people basically for free as a charity in other parts of the world. We haven't done it in the United States because we've had essentially compulsory public school attendance. So, you know, they haven't really gone into that sphere here, but they could.
And who's to know? I mean, who's to even say what way the marketplace would orient itself? In the absence of governmental restriction, there could be all kinds of different ways to get kids educated. There could be parents groups that get together and, you know, they could fund on their own one of those parents to stay at home and take care of X amount of kids and sort of essentially have a homeschooling school that's not really anything more than a parent or two operating out of their house. I mean, there could be all kinds of combinations and ways that things work that we might not even be able to envision the different ways the marketplace could provide education, let alone the internet. Bring the internet in. You know, the different ways that one could possibly have their kids educated online with online curriculum. And you want to talk about reduced costs? You don't actually have to have a brick-and-mortars building to send the kids to. You don't have to bus anybody anywhere. You just sit in front of your computer and you get curriculum that way. And that's a possibility, too. So there's all kinds of options out there. If we would just let the marketplace operate, we could have them all at our fingertips, and it wouldn't take very long either, by the way. I think some people would like to think that in the absence, if government schools disappeared tomorrow, that there'd be all these kids just without anything to do or anywhere to go. And it's that instant, it's that moment that the government control goes away, that the people who are in search of profit will jump into the game, smelling all that money out there just waiting to be spent on these kids, and they would start to innovate and they would begin to create these alternative options. You'd probably have more schools for kids to go to within a matter of weeks after the government was
done. Not to mention that there's still a giant building there called a high school.
Sure.
It's not going to go anywhere. If you want to talk about a transition between public school and private school, it would be relatively easy. What you've suggested before is to give the school
To the bureaucrats,
and to offer 1 year's worth of continuing funding from the community to the school.
Right.
And then tell them that's going to be your last year.
Right. If they can make it, great. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Kelly in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to call and comment about the homeschooling laws.
Sure.
There are actually 10 states that have that are no-contact states that do not require you to discuss or notify or whatever.
Wow, that's amazing.
To the government. Yeah, actually, New Hampshire is, you can find them all on the Homeschool Legal Defense Association website. It's hslda.org.
hslda.org.
Yeah, hslda.org. And actually, New Hampshire is one of the states with moderate regulation. They're not even a low regulation state.
Ooh, that's awful. Now, you are a homeschooler?
I am, yeah.
Can we ask you some more questions about that? Will you hold through to hour three?
Yeah, sure.
Kelly, hang on. We're going to bring you back. Talk more about homeschooling with an actual homeschooler. We'll see what the costs are like. We'll see what her experiences have been. And if you've got a question, you're welcome to dial in with that as well. Hour three's coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hemp you.